The great rains came, and the land filled with water, high and high and high, until all the people could do was to retreat to the very top of Mount Diablo, the highest mountain in the region, and there they lived as though they were on an island in the blue sea. But after many days had passed, Old Man said, "Coyote, go down and see if the waters have retreated yet." Well, Coyote went just a little ways down the mountain, and his paw touched ice-cold water. He came running back up. He said, "Old Man, the land is still covered with water." "Very well, then," said Old Man, "we will wait." And a few days later, he said, "Coyote, go down again. See if the waters are gone yet." This time, Coyote went much further down, but still there was waters in all the low-lying pockets of the land, and he came back and told Old Man, "Sorry, waters still aren't gone." But a few days later, Old Man said, "Coyote, go down and check now." And Coyote went down, and the valleys were dry, the hills were dry, and then he came to the lake, and the lake was full of water. Coyote went running back. He said, old man, the lake is full of water." "Old Man," said Coyote, "there's supposed to be water in the lake. Go back down and make sure that the rest of the land is dry." So Coyote kind of grinned sheepishly, and he went back down, and he said, "I know there's supposed to be water in you, lake." And he wandered over the low hills until he came to the shores of the bay, and the bay was full of water. Coyote went running back. He said, old man, the bay is full of water." Old Man said, "Coyote, there's supposed to be water in the bay. Go back and make sure there's no water anywhere else." So Coyote said, I knew that. And he went running back down, and he crossed the low hills, and he went around the south end of the bay, and he came to the shores of the ocean. And the ocean was full of water. He went running back. He said, old man, the ocean's full of water." And Old Man said, "Coyote, there's supposed to be water in the ocean. Go back and make sure there's no water anywhere else." So Coyote, feeling very embarrassed, went back down. He walked past the lake. He walked past the bay. He walked past the ocean. And there was no water anywhere else. And he came back, and on the way back, he stepped in a mud puddle. Kasploosh! He looked down at the mud puddle. He looked up at the sky. He said, "Nah!" And he came back. He said, "Old Man, the water's gone." And the people came down.